Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
So I jumped off the building on the third floor. I was 50 feet up. I landed onto cement. I broke my entire, every single bone in my face, and I broke my neck. And from the broken neck, 3 days later in the hospital, I had a stroke because of the there was a clot in my neck from the break. Everybody knows that's listening to this, that strokes caught as fast as possible, less damage, you know, less brain cells dead. So I had an ischemic stroke in my brain. I woke up one day without the ability to walk, and half my body was completely paralyzed. I'm saying I wasn't able to talk. I had a tracheotomy in. Half my body was completely paralyzed. My left hand, I'm a lefty, was completely spasticity, was stuck to my chest in a ball. I was not aware where I was. I wasn't able to really formulate thoughts. Like, I just knew that I would do my bowel movements and stuff like that. I wouldn't even get out of the bed. And I was kind of in a state of confusion for a long time until I had people who started to visit me and try to talk to me. They gave me a board to try to communicate what I was thinking. They gave me a board like A, B, C, D. What is he trying to spell? And my English is not so great, so even spelling was hard for me. Currently, I'm on a cane, which I don't actually, I mean, I have to use it for purposes of balance, because that's really the main thing I lost was my sense of balance. So yeah, I use a cane now, and I can't, it's hard to accept that I'm never gonna, that the doctors couldn't tell me, yo, you're gonna be better in 2-3 years, or 4 or 5 years, or 6-7 years.
Hello, Mark Goodyear here. Welcome to Stroke Stories, the podcast that seeks out and hears from stroke survivors. Today we hear from Ben Spector from Philadelphia. Ben was 29 when he suffered his stroke.
Most of my life, I was operational manager for retail stores in Philadelphia, and it was going good. Everything was good, happy, da-da-da. I mean, my story also involves drugs at the same time. Like, I've been a drug addict since I was 17. I'm sober right now on the end of the month. Go figure, my anniversary of my stroke and my sobriety date. That's what got me sober, was a stroke. We'll be at the end of this month. So my story involves drugs a lot too. So most of my life I was involved in that criminal world, you know, everything that goes along with the criminal world, jails, robberies, getting people in bad situations. I was literally feeding people poison because I was selling for a while. So I was literally feeding people poison. So I was not in a good place before my stroke. So I came out here to Los Angeles before my stroke. It was like 2.5 years before, prior, to try to get sober. It worked for a little bit. I came out here to LA for a Jewish rehab, and it worked for a little bit. But then I got to the point where it was the point where it was COVID, so all the NA meetings, they were all closed and it was only online. So I didn't really do that. And I fell back into that pattern that I was used to my whole life. Like, oh, I'm bored. What am I going to do? I'm going to go smoke drugs or snort drugs, whatever. And yeah, I mean, I just got to the point where I was very bad, very, very, very bad. I brought some girl to live with me that I met randomly for one weekend on Tinder. I brought her to live with me without even barely knowing her. And I felt like a pressure situation. So I started using more heavily and more heavily. And then I was like, you know what? I'll go to a detox in Santa Monica by the beach over there. I'll get clean and I'll go to rehab and I'll be fine. So I went to the beach detox by Santa Monica for 6 days. And I was like, okay, let's go. Let's go. What's going on? Put me into rehab, because the criteria for the rehab was to finish a detox and be transferred immediately. But at the detox here, it was 15 days. And in Philly, they were 3 to 5 days. So I'm like, what's going on? It's been 6, 7 days. I should be out of here already. And I'm like, you know what, girlfriend, come pick me up. She came pick me up. I went back to my apartment. I was not feeling good. The rehab didn't want to accept me. And in my mind, I had a court date coming off for selling drugs in a few days. And in my mind, I thought to myself, I'm going back to jail. Why not just get high one more time? So I opened up my safe. I got really high, so high that I can't. The last thing I remember doing was throwing stuff out the window, like knives and paint. Like, I was just very paranoid. So I guess one of the neighbors called the cops. And then in my paranoid state, I jumped off of my balcony. I don't remember this. I was completely blacked out. The last thing I remember was throwing knives out the window, paint, whatever. So I jumped off the building on the third floor. It was 50 feet up. I landed onto cement. I broke my entire, every single bone in my face. And I broke my neck. And from the broken neck, 3 days later in the hospital, I had a stroke because there was a clot in my neck from the break.
Ben was in a critical condition.
The doctors couldn't figure out if I was withdrawing from drugs or having a stroke. So my stroke, it took them like 20-ish hours to catch. I was already in the hospital and it still took them 20-ish hours. And everybody knows that's listening to this, that strokes caught as fast as possible, less damage, you know, less brain cells dead. So I had an ischemic stroke in my brain. I woke up one day without the ability to walk and half my body was completely paralyzed. I'm saying I wasn't able to talk. I had a tracheotomy and half my body was completely paralyzed. My left hand, I'm a lefty, was completely spasticity, was stuck to my chest in a ball. And I was not aware where I was. I wasn't able to really formulate thoughts. Like, I just knew that I would do my bowel movements and stuff like that. I wouldn't even get out of the bed. And I was kind of in a state of confusion for a long time until I had people who started to visit me and try to talk to me. They gave me a board to try to communicate what I was thinking. They gave me a board like A, B, C, D. What is he trying to spell? And my English is not so great, so even spelling was hard for me. And it was just definitely the most painful thing, because everybody that's listening to this knows that most people who have strokes have emotional instability. Like, I take Nudexta for my something effect. I can't remember what it's called, something effect. It's just very hard, very emotional. First of all, there's the grieving process. You're not who you used to be. There's no way you're going to go back to who you used to be. I used to play basketball. I played on the Sixers court 2 times for championship games. I used to be number one on all my sports teams, run marathons. I used to be a super, like, I mean, not super athlete, but I used to be very athletic. And then you're telling that to a person that can't even run anymore. I can't even run. I mean, I can run. If I force myself, I can run for like maybe 5 seconds with a limp. And it's just, it's a lot of grieving. It's grieving. It's the fact that I have to accept that I'm never going to be who I used to be. I'm never going to be able, I mean, you know, the one thing that hurt me the most was that in the hospital, my one question to the doctors every time, am I gonna get back to normal? When am I gonna heal? Because you know how you like you break a bone and like they tell you 4 or 5 months later, whatever, 4 or 5 weeks, whatever, there you'll be better. Their diagnosis. For me, there's no diagnosis. Strokes are on an individual basis. This was their response. Strokes are on an individual basis. It's about how much effort you put towards your recovery. And I've been doing rehab and I've been doing speech therapy and occupational therapy. I went to Philly because they have a great program. It's called Moss. It was like 4 hours intense all day. And I've just been doing so much work and I'm still at the point now. Okay, this is my where I was. I was on a wheelchair for a long time and then a walker. And currently I'm on a cane, which I don't actually, I mean, I have to use it for purposes of balance because that's really the main thing I lost was my sense of balance. So yeah, I use a cane now and I can't, it's hard to accept that I'm never going to, that the doctors couldn't tell me, yo, you're going to be better in 2, 3 years or 4 or 5 years or 6, 7 years. Who knows? But I couldn't even get that answer, right? So every day I go to the gym, I try to put muscle on in order to regain mobility on my left side. That's what my neurologist said. And I'm doing my best, honestly. I'm honestly doing my best.
Coming up, Ben talks about helping others.
You have to always feel bad. You have to think, how can I help? How can I help? Why are we in this world? Can you tell me why are we in this world? We're in this world to help other people. Not everyone is going to be as strong mentality as you. Some people are going to be weaker and some people are just going to fall. So you're going to be there to lift them up.
And the importance of being kind.
And don't judge, because my dad always judges me. He's like, why are you holding your hand up? I have a lot of spasticity still, so on my left arm. So he's like, why are you holding your hand up? Put your hand down, or come on, faster, faster. I'm like, how am I going to go faster? I had a stroke. Like, I can't walk to you. Like, you walk to the car. I can't walk to the car. Anyway, just show support and be loving and be kind. My stepmom is a nurse, so she's in the emergency room, so she's so kind. She understands everything. Just be as kind as possible to your loved ones.
Ben remains grateful for his life after stroke.
This is how I explain to everyone that doesn't understand me. I tell them, let's say, God forbid, you went blind one day, and then 4 or 5 months later, you could see again. Would you not appreciate those sights so much? So this is how I feel about being able to walk, and you can hear me now, right? Being able to talk. I just feel a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous amount of gratitude for everything that I have in life now. Literally, it's overwhelming sometimes. I have God back in my life. I felt in the beginning, like, think about it, not being able to walk or talk one day. I'm sure a lot of your listeners can correlate with this. You would think it's the worst thing that happened in your life. But no, I have everything in my life now. I was given a gift. First of all, surviving that fall. Who survives a fall from 50 feet on their face? Who survives that? Okay, I survived that. I survived the stroke. I'm sober still. I appreciate life and I try to share motivation for people going through it because it only gets better. It only gets better and better. Like the stroke, the recovery process only gets better. Just like being sober and having more time sober, it only gets better. Now I have money in my pocket. I have people who love me. I have my family. I've got, I have literally everything. People aren't chasing me like they used to when I was selling drugs. People aren't chasing me. I don't have to worry. Is this one going to rob me? Is this one going to hurt me? I'm just in such an immense state of gratitude for right now, for where I am. Now I'm in Los Angeles and I'm in school to become a recovery counselor to help people that are on drugs, that are trying to get off of drugs. Because this is not a normal thing. Like when you see people in the street smoking crack and smoking meth, they're not doing it because they think it's fun. They're already stuck in the trap. They're living in a different reality completely. They're not living in our reality. So you have to always feel bad. You have to think, how can I help? How can I help? Why are we in this world? Can you tell me why are we in this world? We're in this world to help other people. Not everyone is going to be as strong mentality as you. Some people are going to be weaker and some people are just going to fall. So you're going to be there to lift them up.
And here's Ben's advice for stroke survivors and their loved ones.
To a stroke survivor, I would tell them, keep pushing, keep fighting. Your spirit will be tested. Your spirit will be tested. Are you going to stand up or fall down, basically? And if you want to continue in life and have a good life, and you will have a good life, it will take a long time, but it'll all come together. Keep pushing. Keep pushing. Keep doing these little, what they might seem like dumb exercises in rehab, but keep doing it day after day after day, day after day, and you'll see that it'll get easier. And for families of stroke survivors, I would say just show support. You're not going to have the same person you had before. Learn to cope with their changes in personalities, because changes in personalities, they're not able to do what they were before, but support them. That's it. Show them love and don't judge, because my dad always judges me. He's like, why are you holding your hand up? I have a lot of spasticity still, so on my left arm. So he's like, why are you holding your hand up? Put your hand down, or come on, faster, faster. I'm like, how am I going to go faster? I had a stroke. Like, I can't walk to you like you walk to the car. I can't walk to the car. Anyway, just show support and be loving and be kind. My stepmom is a nurse, so she's in the emergency room, so she's so kind. She understands everything. Just be as kind as possible to your loved ones.
Ben led a difficult life in the build-up to his stroke. His accident and consequent rehab had given him a different outlook, and he's now happy, healthy, and making a great recovery. Thank you for listening to Stroke Stories. Please do recommend the podcast to anybody you think it might help. And if there's a story you can share, please get in touch via X or Instagram, where our DMs are always open. The Stroke Stories podcast was produced by Aidan Judd. I'm Mark Goodyear. Thank you for listening.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com